Hey guys, so it's coming to my attention that the last episode published earlier today, number 401, Building Better Stamina Part 2, it appears as though the audio on that was somehow cut off. So my apologies on that. I'm not sure how that happened, but it did. So here we are. If you have listened to that and you got to that point where it was cut off, then you can go ahead and skip forward to about the 30-minute mark of this episode, and you'll catch the last 7 minutes or so. There was about 7 minutes, it looks like, that was cut off. If you haven't listened to that yet, then go ahead and listen to the whole episode. Again, my apologies, and hope you enjoy this episode, and we'll talk to you soon. On this episode, Building Better Stamina, Part 2, the Pressure Release Valve.
This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate you guys. So today we're going to continue talking about building better stamina. Today we're going to talk about the pressure release valve. Yesterday we talked about set and setting, how much our mindset and the setting in terms of our physical surroundings, in terms of our partner and everything going on with that, how much of those things can affect our stamina. Before we dive into the rest, I just want to be real and raw with you guys for a minute here. Just so you know, I was not born a podcaster. I'm in the process of learning and getting better at this as I listen to some of the earlier episodes, which it's been a while since I've gone back and done that. But if I was to do that, man, I've gotten a lot better since then. That is for sure. However, I'm still far from perfect and still learning and getting better. I still have times when I use unnecessary filler words. I have times when I repeat myself unnecessarily. I am imperfect. So I appreciate you having patience through my imperfections. The only thing that I can assure you of is that I come to this show with the intention of, number one, doing the best that I can. And sometimes good is good enough. You know, I'm not going to let my need for perfection, I'm not going to let my ego and attachment to worrying about imperfections, I'm not going to let those things get in the way of speaking with you and bringing you things that can bring benefit to your life. So thank you for your patience and your understanding as I continue to get better at this. And I will continue to do the best that I can. And above all, I will continue to approach this show with the intention of bringing value to your life. And hopefully my imperfections and shortcomings don't get in the way of that. So let's talk about the pressure release valve. So first of all, we're going to talk about kind of the overall concept, what this is going to accomplish. Then we'll talk about some prerequisites, I guess, would be maybe one word to use, sort of some of the things that we need to do to prepare to be able to use this technique. And then we'll talk about the technique itself. So kind of the overall what and why of this technique. If we think about our arousal, and if we think about it on that 0 to 10 kind of scale, another where 10 is, of course, ejaculating, right? Passing that point of no return. Another way to think about that is basically pressure building up, right? So if you think about some sort of a closed system of water or air or whatever you want to imagine on the inside, in this case, it's energy, right? We have this system of energy within our body. And what's basically happening when our arousal goes up is the pressure in that system is increasing. And when the pressure gets to a certain point, it blows, right? It has to escape somewhere. There is only a certain amount of pressure that can build up. And then that pressure needs to go somewhere. And of course, we have talked previously, and we can talk about having an orgasm without ejaculation, where we can take all of that pressure and sort of channel it and redirect it, where it doesn't get directed as ejaculation. But that's, number one, kind of a more advanced technique. And number two, it's also something that is not, it's later in the process, right? It's not something that we use all the time throughout a sexual experience to manage our arousal. That's kind of the advanced end result, if you will, right? So what we're going to talk about today, this pressure release valve, as we're going to call it, is a way to effectively reduce the pressure in the system on a more frequent basis as we're going throughout a sexual encounter. So that as you're getting from that, you know, level 7 to level 8 to level 9, somewhere in those sort of areas, as you feel that pressure start to build up, the way that we can, the most effective way for us to increase our stamina is to be able to lower that pressure in the system, right? So if you imagine, again, if you imagine it's a system, say, filled with gas, right? And I don't mean gas like fuel you put in a car. I mean gas like oxygen, right? That kind of gas. If you imagine a system that's filled with that, as the pressure increases, it's literally like, this technique is literally like opening a valve where you're just going to let some of that out. So you can see the gauge. It's starting to climb, starting to climb. It's going to reach that point where it's going to be too much. And you say, okay, let me open this valve and release some pressure. So that's the basic idea with this. And it works extremely well. And when you first practice this, when you first put this into play, either in your solo edging sessions or with a partner, at first, it's going to take a little more time, and it's going to take a little more effort, and you're not going to be quite as good at it, right? So it's almost like that valve is maybe not quite as effective, where you open it and maybe, number one, it's kind of hard to open. And number two, it kind of, even when you do open it, it's not releasing as much pressure. And then as you practice this, what's going to happen is you're going to, first of all, you're going to get much better at opening that valve, where you're going to be able to do it instantly. And the valve itself is going to be much more effective, where when you do open it, it's going to release much more pressure. So as you put this into practice, and as you practice it going forward, you're going to find that you become better and better and better at it. Where initially, you may need to kind of work to open that valve and leave it open for a longer period of time, right? 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds, a minute. Who knows a precise number, but a somewhat longer period of time. As you get better at this, and as you practice it more, you're going to be able to open it instantly, and it's going to be much quicker to be effective, where you'll be able to, in a matter of a couple seconds, release some of that pressure. So that in the beginning, when you need to sort of work at it a little more, and you need to sort of hold it open a little bit longer, it's a little more disruptive, I guess. Maybe disruptive is a little bit too harsh of a word, but we can think about it that way, right? And especially that would be the case if you're having sex with a partner, right? So if you need to sort of pause to implement this, the ideal situation is to pause for as brief a period of time as possible and then get back to whatever you were doing, right? But that only comes with practice. So in the beginning, you need to be a little patient, and hopefully your partner is patient in implementing this. And then as you get better and better at it, you'll be able to, as you really get good at it, you'll be able to basically incorporate this in a very seamless kind of way, where it's not disruptive, where there's really no or very minimal even pause kind of required, right? So let's talk about kind of the I guess, prerequisites slash things that we need to practice in order for this to be able to happen. This technique requires a few things. It requires ability to relax our body. It requires us to have control over our breathing. And it requires us to have control over our mind. And it requires us to have control over our root muscle, right? Our Kegel muscle. I like to refer to it, for those of you guys who've been listening, you know, as our root muscle, right? We need to have control of those things in order to be able to implement this effectively. So what does that mean? Well, it certainly means that if we're going to be able to have control of our mind, and what we're going to need to do with our mind is we're going to need to be able to quiet our mind. So if we need to be able to quiet our mind as part of this practice, as part of this technique, then we better practice quieting our mind. And the main way to do that is going to be meditation. Have a daily meditation practice. Another way to do that is going to be to just take brief periods of time throughout the day, 30 seconds, a minute maybe, where you just quiet everything, right? Close your eyes if you can, although you can do it with your eyes open as well, and just breathe and feel into your ability to quiet your mind. So that's the first thing. We need to be able to quiet our mind. The next thing is we need to be able to relax our body overall, because tension in our body increases the pressure in the system. The more tension you have, regardless of where your arousal is in terms of the sexual energy piece, the more tension you have in your body, the more it increases the pressure in the system. So we've got to be able to relax our body. That's something that, again, meditation will help, but it's also something that we can do intentionally. Right now, as you're listening to this, try this. Over the next, say, 20 to 30 seconds, I want you to scan down, starting with your head. Relax your face a little bit. Just let it relax. Let go of your face a little bit. Go to your shoulders. Feel into your shoulders. Let them relax and drop down a little bit. Feel into your arms. Let them relax a little bit. Continue going down the rest of your body, into your back and into your hips and into your legs and all the way to your toes. And just consciously let go a little bit. And my hope and my expectation is that what you're finding in doing that is that you can let go. You can relax your body. You can relax your body simply through the intention of doing so. So meditation helps, and practicing relaxing your body. Do this frequently. Be aware when you are carrying tension in your body. So many of us are carrying so much tension in our body so frequently, and we're rarely aware of it, but it's there. And if we just will practice letting it go, we'll get better and better at letting it go. And again, what you'll find is that when you first start practicing this, you might not really totally feel into it, right? It might not come supernaturally. You might only sort of let go of a limited amount of that tension. As you practice this more and more, you'll be able to do it more naturally, more instinctively, and more effectively, where you'll be able to just consciously let go and just relax, let your body relax. So that's the second thing, letting go, relaxing our body. The third thing is we need to have control over our breathing. And again, this is the same thing with our body. If we have tension in our breathing, which plays out as short, shallow breathing, and it sometimes plays out as holding your breath, if we have that tension in our breathing, that is going to create pressure in the system. So we need to be able to release and let go with our breathing, which looks like having calm, slow, deep breaths. Once again, something that meditation will help, and also something that you can practice intentionally. Right now, as you listen to me talk for the next 20 seconds, over the next few breaths, you can have that intention and connect with your breath a little bit and breathe a little bit slower. Breathe a little bit deeper. Bring a little bit more relaxation into your breath. The more often that you connect with your breath, the more you're going to be able to control it. And as part of this, you definitely want to be practicing nasal breathing. That's a whole nother discussion in terms of all of the benefits of nasal breathing and why it is so important for our health overall. But it's certainly important when it comes to maintaining calm, measured breathing that facilitates us being relaxed. When you're breathing through your nose, one of the effects of that is it activates your parasympathetic nervous system. That is basically your rest nervous system. When you're breathing through your mouth, it activates your sympathetic nervous system, which is your fight or flight. So the more that you practice nasal breathing, and the more that becomes the natural way that you're breathing, the more you're going to be able to connect with that calm state. And that's where we want to be with this technique, right? This technique, this pressure release valve technique, only works when we can find a place of calm. And that is very important in our breath. So far, what have we talked about? We've talked about being able to relax our body. We've talked about being able to relax our mind. We've talked about being able to relax our breathing. The last piece of this is your root muscle, your Kegel muscle. And again, for those of you guys who are maybe new to the show, this is the muscle that you engage if you were to be peeing and stop peeing midstream, or if you were to sort of hold in a fart. And you can think about, there's sort of like a more front aspect to it and sort of a more rear aspect. But the muscle that you would engage to hold that in or to stop that flow of pee, that is your root muscle. And in order to execute this pressure release valve technique, we need to have a connection with that muscle and we need to have control of it. There's a lot of benefits to strengthening that muscle. I've talked about this many times before, practicing root muscle exercise or Kegel exercises, either way, same thing, different words for the same thing. What we need to be able to do, especially for this technique, it is less dependent on strength, although strength is always beneficial. It's less dependent on strength. It's more dependent on our ability to control where that muscle is and to hold it in a more relaxed position. Because as your arousal goes up, as that pressure in the system builds up, what it kind of wants to do is it wants to squeeze, and that is what will eventually take you over the edge. On the other hand, when we can hold that muscle in a relaxed position, so I've talked about before this root muscle, we can practice and engage it on the squeeze side, and we can practice and engage it on the push side, which the push side would basically be if you imagine squeezing out a fart or peeing farther, like if you were outside and you were trying to pee as far as you could, that's kind of the push side. And we want to practice and connect with both sides of that. For this technique, what we really want to do is be able to hold it right in the middle where it's just relaxed. But in order to be able to do that, you need to have a connection with that muscle. And the only way that connection with that muscle happens is through practice. So what we all should be doing is having a daily practice of root training sessions where we practice training our root muscle, practicing both squeezes and pushes. And by practicing both sides of that, we start to not only build up the strength of that muscle, but we start to build the control where we can guide what that muscle is doing, even when we're more aroused, instead of it running off and doing its own thing, right? This is a big factor in losing control. If you have experienced ejaculating before you want to, which, let's be honest, we probably all have. I'm certain that you've experienced that at least sometime in your life. A big part of what's happening is you're losing control of your root muscle, right? That's kind of the last step. So yes, you're having tension and pressure build up in the system in other ways, right? You're feeling that energy and that tension build up in your body. Your breath often gets short and kind of out of control. Your mind starts to go. But what really kind of takes you over the edge, and really one of the most fundamental factors in taking over that edge, is that root muscle decides to do its own thing, and it's gonna squeeze and pulsate and take you over the edge. So we need to practice on a daily basis, and daily is important. The more consistent you are, just like with anything else, whether it's exercise, it's meditation, it's, you know, connecting with your partner in meaningful ways, it's building your business, it's whatever it is, consistency is king. Consistency is king with everything. And that absolutely applies to training your root muscle. If you train your root muscle once a week, don't expect to get meaningful results. Train it every day. As you train it every day, you're going to get much better control. Okay, so the four things we need to do, or that we need to kind of have in place to really be able to execute this technique effectively, and the four things that we want to kind of practice on a regular basis are, number one, connecting with our mind, being able to quiet our mind. Number two, connecting with our body, being able to relax our body. Number three, connecting with our breathing and being able to relax our breathing and slow it down and calm it. And then number four, connecting with our root muscle and being able to relax that root muscle and hold it in kind of that in the middle position where we're not squeezing it, we're not pushing it, we're just relaxing it. So those are what we need to have in place. Those are what we want to practice on a day-to-day basis. Let's talk about how to actually execute this technique. It's really quite simple. And what it really comes down to is as that pressure increases, as you start to move up that arousal scale, you're going to pause whatever stimulation is going on. So whether you're masturbating and you're edging alone, you're having sex and you're inside your partner, whatever it is, you're going to pause. And then as you pause, we're going to tap into that state of relaxation in all four of those areas: your mind, your breathing, your body, your root muscle. Relax all of it. The more deeply you can relax all of it, the more effective this is going to be. And as you relax all of it, we're going to breathe out through your mouth and just breathe all that tension out. Now, one thing that can really help with this is to connect with kind of a visualization or an intention of feeling that release happen and allowing that energy to kind of flow out of you. What I will often imagine is that it's flowing out of my feet, right? As I breathe out, I'll just feel it, imagine it moving right out of my feet. Maybe your feet will work well for you. Maybe for you, you might imagine it going out of the top of your head. Maybe you imagine it going out everywhere, right? Kind of flowing out of your hands, out of your feet, out of your head. Whatever works best for you, experiment with it. Now, of course, what's happening is nothing is leaving our body. But by imagining it leaving our body, it allows it to dissipate and it allows the pressure in the system to go down. This is such an effective technique. It is in execution. It is actually quite simple. There's nothing complex about it. If there is any complexity, what it really is it's putting the things in place to be able to do it effectively. And then it's practicing it enough where you're effective at doing it and where you can do it more and more quickly. And again, what will happen is as you practice this more and as you practice putting the pieces in place and practice the technique itself, you will get more and more effective at it and you will get more and more efficient. If you put the right pieces in place and you practice this enough, you will be able to reach a place where in a matter of 1 or 2 or 3 seconds, maybe 5 seconds, one out breath, you can just let it go. And you'll be able to let so much of that pressure release. And then once you do that, what's going to happen? It's going to take that energy and it's going to spread it throughout your body. Again, you're not losing anything. It's not going anywhere. What it's really doing is it's feeding into the rest of your body in really powerful and awesome ways, but it's reducing the pressure in the system. It's taking you on that arousal scale. It'll take you from a 7 or an 8 or a 9. You'll go down 2 or 3 or 4 spots on that arousal scale. So practice this. Put the pieces in place. Practice being able to quiet your mind. Practice relaxing your body. Let go of the tension you're holding in your body. Practice that often. Connect with your breath often. Practice nasal breathing. Now, let me clarify one thing, which is on this, as you execute this technique, you're going to breathe out through your mouth because that actually can be very helpful in releasing some tension. There's some things that happen with your diaphragm and kind of the way that breathing works. We don't need to go into all the details of that, but breathing out through your mouth can be helpful in inducing this state of relaxation. But what you want to be doing is nasal breathing most of the time. So as you're having sex, as you're edging, the more you're staying in a state of nasal breathing in and out, completely nasal breathing, the more you stay in that state, that in and of itself is going to help you maintain control because it's going to help your nervous system stay in a state of calm. But then when the moment comes, when you want to open that pressure release valve, then you're going to open your mouth and breathe out through your mouth. Let go. So practice this, you guys. The more you practice it, the more effective it's going to be. This technique alone has the power to dramatically increase your stamina and your ability to last. And what you will find is that within an edging session or within a sex, you know, having sex with your partner, the first time where you kind of reach that point of needing to use this will likely come more quickly. And then if you execute this and you do it effectively, then it's probably going to be a little bit longer until you need to use it again. And then if you do it effectively, then it's going to be a little bit longer until you do it again. And you're going to start to stretch out and go longer periods of time before you need to put this into place. So practically what that might look like is maybe a minute into having sex, depending on where you're at currently with your stamina, right? Maybe 30 seconds in, maybe 5 minutes in, or however long, right? You're going to reach that initial point. Let's say it's a minute, and you're going to put this technique into practice. You're going to pause the stimulation. You're going to relax your mind. You're going to relax your body. You're going to relax your root muscle. You're going to relax your breathing. You're going to breathe out. Breathe out that tension. Release that pressure. Then you're going to be able to go back. And again, the first time when you first start practicing this, maybe it takes a couple breaths. Maybe it takes a few breaths, right? Maybe it takes a handful of breaths. And if it takes multiple breaths, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Don't start breathing in and out through your mouth. That would be counterproductive. So if you breathe out, if you reach that point, you breathe out through your mouth and you feel like there's still tension that you need to let go of and you still need to release more pressure, then breathe in through your nose and then out through your mouth again. Don't go into breathing in and out through your mouth. So maybe it happens after a minute the first time and you use this technique and maybe it takes 30 seconds of a few breaths in and out, right? Maybe handful of breaths. Then when you get back at it, when you get back at the stimulation, then maybe you're going to be able to go 2 minutes, 3 minutes before you need to use it again. Then you're going to put this technique into play. Breathe all that tension out, release the pressure. Then maybe you're going to be able to go 5 minutes. And you're going to find that within an individual experience, meaning your individual edging session, solo or sex with a partner, as you practice this, it will go longer and longer. And then again, as you practice this overall, long-term, looking bigger picture, the more you put this into play, the more you practice it, the better you get at it, you're going to get more and more efficient. And you're going to get more and more efficient where you'll start to be able to even incorporate this with no pause in stimulation, where you'll just be able to kind of, as you're going, you'll be able to connect with, okay, relax your mind, relax your body, relax your breathing, relax your root muscle. Without thinking about it, without having to sort of say it to yourself like I just said it, but instead where it's just instinctive, where you just sort of do it automatically, where you just have this knowing, okay, I need to kind of let some pressure go, and you just kind of automatically execute it. And you'll be able to incorporate that without any pause. And then if you get to a point where you really sort of get close to that edge, then you might find, okay, you need to pause for a moment. And that pause, if you practice this, that pause will get shorter and shorter and shorter. And you'll be able to reach a point where you can do it in one breath, where you reach that point and you realize, okay, I need to let some of this pressure go. And you just boom, all of a sudden at once, everything relaxes. Your mind quiets, your body quiets, your root muscle quiets and relaxes. Breath out. Imagine it going out your feet. Imagine it going out your hands. Imagine it going out your head. Imagine all that pressure just releasing. And then boom, you're going to be able to get back at it. So put this into play. So powerful, so effective. As we talked about yesterday, having stamina and lasting power, man, it really matters. It matters a lot. And it can totally change. It can totally change. Man, early on in my, let's say, early 20s, I had no idea. It was like, sometimes it would be good. Sometimes it would be bad. Sometimes I would ejaculate super fast and felt like I had no control. Sometimes I would last way longer. And it was like this mystery where I didn't know what the difference was or how to change it, right? Maybe you felt like that. We can totally change it. It just takes practicing the right thing. It just takes the right approach. So put this into practice. Practice the four things outside of sex. Again, practice quieting your mind, relaxing your body, let go of the tension. Right now would be a great time to practice that again. Let's take the next like 10, 15 seconds and let's just scan down our body and just consciously let go. Let go in your face, let go in your shoulders, let them sag a little bit. Relax your hips, relax your legs, let go. So practice quieting your mind, practice relaxing your body, do your root muscle training so that you can relax that, because you need to have that control in order to be able to hold it in that relaxed position, and practice quieting your breathing and relaxing your breathing. I promise you, if you practice those four things outside of sex and you put those four foundational pieces in place, and then you practice this during sex or during your edging sessions, you will improve your stamina. No question. There is no mystery. It is not this unknown black hole where you have no control. You have control. You can change it. So practice putting the pieces in place, practice executing the technique itself, and let me know how it works for you. I would love to hear your experiences with this. Maybe this is something you're already incorporating. If so, let me know. If you practice this, if this is a new thing for you, let me know how it goes. Shoot me a text message. You can always do that, 801-742-1439. And let me know how it goes. Thank you again for listening. I really appreciate you guys. If you get value from this show, please do two things. Number one, leave a review or a rating, because the more of those that get left, the more other guys find the show. That's just the way the algorithms and whatnot work, right? And number two, share it. Send it to somebody. Be willing to talk about it. Be willing to talk about this stuff with your friends in positive, empowering ways. That's the way that this kind of knowledge spreads, is by sharing it and talking about it with friends and being willing to talk about stuff that lifts us up and empowers us. So please do those two things if you enjoy the show. Leave a rating, share it with friends. I would really appreciate that. Reach out to me if I can do anything for you. Again, you can always send me a text, 801-742-1439. Thank you again for listening. Thank you again for being with me on this journey as I work to improve and become better and serve you better. Thank you for your patience through my imperfections and shortcomings. I have many as a human, as a man, and I will continue to work on those in all aspects of life, including in how I bring this podcast to you. So thank you for being here. I really appreciate you guys. Have an awesome rest of your day. Go out, get after it. Put your habits in place. Be disciplined. Execute. Things can change so much in all aspects of our life when we execute the right things with consistency. Consistency is king. Sending you guys all my best. Have an amazing rest of your day, and we'll talk to you soon.